MooseJotaDay.com. Marge Nicole, co-founded the Prairie Hearts Quilters Guild back in 1990 and ever since, has played an active role both in the guild and the community. One of her more noteworthy contributions has been the simple gesture of providing coffee and home-baked goodies for guild members for 33 consecutive years. For 33 years, at every single meeting, twice a month, she has made the coffee, baked the goodies, and brought them in, said the guild's president, Anne Ritchie. I don't even want to pack lunches for my kids, she jested. On October 5, Nicole announced her plan to assume more of a limited role, and said she'll no longer be able to provide her usual package of goodies. The decision came after Nicole found it a bit too difficult to continue as she had before. She's not as, physically, stable as she used to be, and she's just finding it hard, explained Ritchie. And the expense too, to bake goodies for 100 people as a 93-year-old pensioner would be a fair expense. We would chip in to help her, but there's still the time and, other, expenses. After 33 years, she's more than entitled to step down, Ritchie said. We said, it's going to take 44 people to replace you, you know. In a show of appreciation, her admiring guild sisters gave her the standing ovation she deserved. We just felt she was entitled to a really good round of applause for everything that she had done, and a few gifts, said Ritchie. So, we bought her a cute little apron that says, The Baking Queen, and we got a wooden spoon. It has burned sewing, themed, designs on it, and we gave her a round of applause and a standing ovation. She was quite chuffed, in response to all the praise, Ritchie said. Thanks to Nicole's long-term role as mentor and friend, the celebration in her honor was deeply heartfelt by her guild sisters. She was one of our mentors. If you had any questions, you could always go to her, recalled Ritchie. She was very involved in the community, and in bringing quilting to the community, Ritchie said, noting that Nicole's involvement helped the guild steadily grow in numbers over the years. The Prairie Hearts Quilters Guild now has around 100 active members. Nicole was heavily involved in several community outreach initiatives, and this has always been a defining quality of the Prairie Hearts Quilters Guild. One of those initiatives was the Guild's involvement with the Sukunin Ship Pioneer Village and Museum. She was the one that initiated the quilters going up to the Sukunin Museum during the Sukunin days, and they used to do a demo on hand quilting all the time, Ritchie said. She actually started the first quilt show, so every second year we have a show which has now grown. It started at Diversified Services, has gone to a church, and now it's up at the Events Center because it has grown so much. She basically started the guild, kept it going, kept everybody enthused, and kept everybody fed, explained Ritchie. Marge Nicole is still a member of the guild and she's still quilting. She continues to mentor new guild members and contributes where she can. Marge is appreciated by every quilter in the city, and she is just an amazing lady, Ritchie said. She is an absolutely amazing lady, and we all love her to death, Ritchie concluded. For more information on the Prairie Hearts Quilters Guild that Nicole helped establish and grow, visit prairieheartsquilters.com. The guild can also be contacted by sending an email to prairieheartsquilters@yahoo.ca.